doing take two while I play around with settings here a little bit, see what's good. Gonna need to turn off the metronome for this setting, for this platform, template. Fuck, you can tell it's been a while. But yeah, it's been about 4 months since the last episode. I checked. Good thing nothing's really happened in that time, so there shouldn't be a whole lot for me to have to try catch up on. Let's have a look. Let's have a look. What have I got saved in my pocket? I've got a couple of things about how to get specific recording tones. Saved a bunch of plugins. Tips on webcams. Yeah, nothing much has really happened in this time. Seems all good. Hang on, I have another tab open here. From SBS News. What's this about? Citizen Donald Trump faces a mountain of legal woes without the presidency protecting him. Oh no. A lot has happened, hasn't it? And I've been completely behind the eight ball. Ay. Well, looks like we're going to have a lot to catch up on, aren't we? Yeah, because I was just joshing you there. There's been a lot going on. Then, like this article saying here, that old mate Trump has lost the election. And one of the interesting points to that is, well, if he's not president anymore, he doesn't get any of the special benefits that come with being a president. That means that he's now indictable. It means he doesn't have access to all the best drugs. It means that he's going to be out on his ass on his own, and no one there in the government gives a shit what he does. So that's just... A lot of people have been saying that they sort of want Trump... They wanted Trump still in the White House just because for all the memes and all the news. But the upside is, since we got rid of him early, the statute of limitations still counts for everything he did before and after becoming president. The things are still going to be interesting in Trump land. It's just... Now that can be off to the side, and it doesn't have to be the main focus of everything going on in US news, media, and politics. So, that's one of the biggest things out of the way. COVID's still going on. That's still completely fucked. Things are a bit nicer here in Victoria. But, oh boy, didn't we go through some shit. We went through some fucking shit. So, let's get on to the actual... The name of this podcast and the whole point of it. So, what have I got here in my pocket? Let's just go through this very quickly because none of this is really news-based. The big thing is that even though I wasn't doing this podcast for a while because I was working a shitty job that gave me no time to do anything, I was still using Pocket, but I was not using Pocket for this show. So, we can look at what I have in here and then... talk about getting actually back into things next episode. Yeah, as much news as there will be going forward. So first of all, I created an account with a company called Waves. They do a bunch of like plug-in samples, all that sort of stuff. And they had an article about how to get the Nile Rodgers chic funk sound. Nile Rodgers, I guess he was a producer. This is a real fucking comprehensive article as well, by the way. Let's scroll around this, get some names. Nile Rodgers was born in the Lower East Side, New York City, 1952, raised by his black American mother, Jewish American husband, ultimately made his long-term musical partner in crime, bassist Bernard Edwards while on tour, major artists like the Big Apple Band, changed in 1977 to Chic. They released their first signal, Dance, Dance, Dance. Okay. So, Chic is a band. Hey, recording with Daft Punk. For the Daft Punk record, they brought in the highly decorated mix engineer, Nick Guzowski, and together with Daft Punk, they instilled the vibe of the era Rodgers propelled. Emulating his vintage sound, Nile Rodgers tracked the guitar parts at Electric Lady Studios, legend of the old Virginia neighborhood, calling a similar guitar tone blend of direct mic'd up amp summing. Much like how Rodgers recorded Le Freak at New York's Power Station Studios back in the 70s with engineer Bob Clearmouth, the Nerve 8068 console, here we go, and its 31102 mic preamp EQ channel strips, Guzowski used the Nerve 88R console to mix Get Lucky, with Roger's legend. Okay, so seems like old mate here, Nile Rodgers, inspiration for the Get Lucky sound. So that's something. They've got a picture of a door here. Logic, very colourful door. Too bad I have to get all Apple stuff if I want to use it. Hey, that's a Paul Reed Smith looking amp. Okay, oh look, this is interesting if you're getting into recording stuff like I am. Because I had such a shit job, and I was actually making, between my two jobs, making a good bit of money, but, you know, feeling like shit the whole time I was earning it, and having nothing to spend it on, I bought a bunch of plugins. And so I'm meaning to get into recording again, hence why I'm doing this. Doing it through my nice shiny new program called Waveform. It's shiny new because I've barely used it since I've acquired it. And all my mixing, mastering plugins and virtual instruments that I actually have time to sit down and try record an intro track for this now and try and make it good. I'm getting my head around things a bit more. So then we've got Positive Grid. They mostly do like amp simulator stuff. So you can plug a guitar into your computer, select an amp, select a cab, whatever effects you want. Good stuff. All that's on sale at the moment because of the lead up to Black Friday. I might get some stuff, but I have also bought a bunch of other things I should actually try. Again, keeping with the theme here, hardware synthesizer, tour de force. So this is a bunch of, I remember this one, this was a bunch of analog synths, the hardware ones, that people had sampled and made into a real good collection of software synthesizers. This one interested me because it had the Teenage Engineering OP1, and I thought that was almost more of a digital controller. Apparently not. But yeah, this has a massive collection of interesting instruments if you're into synths. Yep, here they all are. And like, honestly, like just that one, the Teenage Engineering OP1. Like, if you've got a kid and, you know, they're hassling you for a phone, but you don't want to get them a phone, for the price of a high-end phone, you could buy them a synthesizer that's a little bit bigger than a regular phone. And then they won't need to call people because they're too busy making beats, doing samples, writing songs. Another one, again, Cherry CA2600 is the perfect ARP 2600 for $25. Yeah, Cherry got some interesting stuff. They were giving away a bunch of modular stuff for free since everyone had to be inside. I've played around with VCV Rack when it comes to, you know, modular synthesis. It's fun. I've used it occasionally, and I still don't have a fucking clue how to do any of it. But once you've got it all figured out, you can do a lot. Then we have the Fairlight audio manual for DaVinci Resolve 15, because that's what I made my Fringe Festival show in, and I still barely know how to use the software. And, I mean, I'm going to look at downloading DaVinci Resolve 16 pretty soon. So I'll look through that, but it'll probably, a lot of it will be redundant. Another one here from Elgato. Set Epoch Cam as the webcam on your computer. This would have been cool. It's a way to turn your phone into a webcam when plugged into your computer. Because, you know, you've got this amazing camera just sitting there in your phone. And there's no way to make a fucking phone and a computer talk to each other. One of the most frustrating things of technology at the moment. And then this came along, and I was like, oh, that's great, that's perfect, that's exactly what I need. Only works with iPhones. So thank you for nothing, Elgato. Then we got Amplify Studio, another free bit of software. I have not used it. Do not ask me what it does. I have no clue. Next lot, we'll cruise through these kind of quickly, because these all came from one article, which if we skip over one more, go to Music Radar. Free music samples. Download loops, hips, and multis from Sample Radar. Yeah, so this was a, or was it originally a Happy Mag article? Who gives a fuck? The whole point is, next bunch of things that I saved are all free sample packs. So there's packs from Ableton, which is the default software that your annoying friend who is makes electronic music or thinks you're a DJ uses. We got Freesound. Got a Philharmonic sample packs from, was it some orchestra in the UK? And they're pretty generous with shit. Their whole thing was like, you can use this for whatever, just don't like repackage it as a sample pack to be sold, or just to be used in like a sampler. Like, actually do stuff with it, and you can do whatever you want. There's WeJam, which was a program that's, you know, kind of cheap. You know, cheap for if you're using one of the real currencies like euros or US dollars. That seems to be a bit of a randomizer thing for beats and bass lines and loops and stuff. So if you figured out how to use that, you could set it up, let your computer stream that just playing for a while. Nice ambient stream for people. You don't have to do anything. Same with National Park in the States. They have both a sound and a video library that you can use royalty free. The only problem with the video one is they're all different, like file resolution sizes and stuff. So you can't just go on there and download a bunch of premium 4K shit and do what you want with it. Another guy here, Lego Welt Samples. I don't think this is tied up with that other one, but a bunch of free samples and shit there. That sound pretty cool. From Tor.com, listen to Daniel M. Lavery's Prodigal Son, a free audiobook horror story. I save that because I think, like everyone, you know, you're like, oh yeah, free audiobook, I'll fucking take it. I will use it eventually. So yeah, I'll get around to that one day. Got a game here called Extreme Meat Punks Forever. Something about like a season 2 coming out. I don't exactly know how that works, but I've been starting to stream recently, so maybe I'll give that a play, because, you know, it should actually help boost some smaller places instead of just streaming fucking Fortnite like everybody else does. Then from The Verge, build a Lego game, like build a video game like a Lego set with this new Unity tool. Another thing I'm going to look into one day is game development. Yeah, when I finally get all this free time that I think I'm going to have, as if I'm not going to fucking, you know, be forced to work to death because I can't afford anything. So I'm going to look into that at some point. You keep an eye out here. First, maybe this is the first mention of me wanting to make a game. From The Conversation, my best worst film, Pink Flamingos, one of the most vile, stupid and repulsive films ever made? Yeah, he doesn't like movies. I like hearing about that sort of shit when it's like a bad, dumb movie. Because sometimes they're good, and this has been a best worst film. Got here, bought at home, here's 10 handy tools you can build with Python. Again, I think like everyone in the back of our heads, we're all like, yeah, I should probably actually learn software design, how to write code. There's jobs in that, you know, and then it's like if you ever do get around to it, you either teach yourself at home or you do a course. And then you try to get jobs in this industry where everybody else actually has experience and a working knowledge and have done things before. And you realize that places like Atlassian don't just accept anyone, and it's not as simple as everybody makes it sound. But hey, I mean, it's like if you want to make a game, you do have to learn to code to some degree. So it all ties in. Python's one of those ones that's like used for everything. So it'd just be good to know. Again, Cabbage Audio. It's a completely free framework for audio software development. Apparently, a bunch of free plugins if you download it. It's free anyway as well, so that'd be pretty handy. Waves again. The State and Revolution by Lenin from Marxist.org. I listened to that whilst I was at work, and I was like, I should actually read it because I'm not a big audiobook guy. I play them fast. I'm usually doing other stuff. I'm not paying attention. That audiobooks are not my preferred medium. But, you know, if there's a free one, I will listen to it eventually. Then we got How Ice Cube Wound Up Advising the Trump Campaign. I've got that saved because that was one where I was like, oh, that'd be good for the podcast when I did it again. And then I haven't actually read it. And we got clevgrand.se, Shaken Percussion. This is some weird-ass plugin. I was like, what's the deal with this? Apparently it's just all like shakers, only like egg shakers, maracas, all that sort of stuff, like a dedicated plugin for that, and it was quite expensive. But it was on sale, so I saved it, because that's just what I do. I see these things, and I'm like, I might buy that eventually, and we'll see. I need to actually, what I need to do with a lot of shit is I need to actually record some stuff first figure out what I need, what I wish I had, or you know, what I would have done differently, and then buy some things from there. Here's another one. This is a short article by The Verge, but it links through to the larger thing written by the person. Here's a, go read this hilarious story from the person who found Tony Abbott's passport number. It's a interesting, important story about data security, what to do, what not to do. Just, it's written by someone who spends a lot of time on Twitter, and you can tell. United plugins, again, pretty much what you expect. Denise.io, Perfect Plate XL by Denise, that's a reverb. I can't remember how much that one was, but be pretty cool. Free Sound Effects 2020 from Ghost Hack. I already got those, so don't need to worry about that too much more. From Kotaku, that's one good-looking capybara from the remake of Age of Empires 3. A while ago, they released screenshots of the capybara models, and they are a significant improvement from the originals. Bytebase is for bytes of knowledge. This is a you know, like one of those fucking life hacker articles that it's about like how to plan your day the way that software designers do. Yes, I might look into it. Man, my fucking notes are a mess. I've been trying to use OneNote recently because I was using Evernote and I was like, Evernote is an independent company. Things didn't seem like they've been going too good there. Wanted to get off Evernote. Managed to import everything over to OneNote, and that's just been, it's worse. So, I don't know, do I go back to fucking Evernote? Do I make something else work? At least Evernote has been around for ages, it's on everything. There's just all these problems with OneNote. Is it all the notebooks, I don't know what they're fucking called, they're not in alphabetical order, they seem to be in absolutely no order at all. You use the desktop version, the cursor sits in the middle of the most recent letter, not to the right of it, so you never know where it is, what it's doing. I've barely used it since I've switched over. A big part of it is probably that it's fucking OneNote and it's terrible. Even the export was a mess. Like, things didn't save where they wanted to go, at least I've hardly used it. So I could almost figure out what I'm missing, copy and paste it back into Evernote. I might just do it. So Collective Liberation got Smith. Intro Revolution will not be funded. Again, something I'm going to read eventually. Intermorphic.com. Whatja. It's a Whatja. Whatja. Generative Music Suite. That been using that on my phone. You can just plug it in. It randomly makes music. Again, it'd be good for ambient streams, but since I've bought it on my phone, I'll have to see if there's an effective way to just have it play and record something in live stream. From CDM, it's a bit more of a comprehensive step-by-step rhythms and polyrhythms, even advanced ones, for free in VCV Rack, because I'd like to be able to figure out how to use sequences in there. Not that easy to do. Prototypes from GitHub, more VST plugin stuff. Same with C Sound, ESQ from K Devices. God, how far back here are we getting? Amy Koenig Barrett's view of Barbaric Roe vs. Wade decision is no mystery. We all know how she turned out, didn't we? That all the libs were like, no new Supreme Court justice until after the election. And then Trump tried to put her in, and they burnt the place down, and that's why he's been kicked out of office. Yeah. Yeah, I hope you're going to enjoy the next 40 years, America. Hope you don't need a fucking abortion. Here's a bit more of the spirit of the last couple of episodes. There's a Tesla pilot amusingly confuses Ben Fordham's bus post ad as real pedestrian. So this is some motherfucker on 2GB. Got his face blown up on the back of a bus. Teslas then insist on just using a bunch of fucking cameras and sensors and not LiDAR, couldn't tell that a picture of a person was not a real one, and stopped for him. For once they didn't just drive straight into the bus. It's all shit I haven't read or I saved ages ago. Drugs worth $38 million hidden in shipment of sex toys bound for Melbourne. Yeah, so we obviously caught those, that's no fun. Spitfire Audio, Originals, Essential Cinematic Ingredients. The world's most popular piano plugin. I think I remember this one. This piano plugin was expensive. Because, I mean, part of the problem is you get a good sample piano just about anywhere. Essential cinematic ingredients. Let's see, original wood-fire piano. Oh, wait, no, it's only $29. That's pretty good. Cinematic soft piano, $29 again. Cinematic strings, cinematic percussion. I think I need some more cinematic percussion. I think, you know, I did the Fringe show. I want to make a game. That's a lot of cinematic scoring stuff. So I guess that's going to be a lot of the shit that I buy. Oh well, these things just happen, don't they? Got OBS project, Open Broadcaster software. So that's what you use to stream. I've kind of figured that out. I might look into Streamlabs as well. Seems to be the fancier sister to OBS. How storyboarding works, a brief introduction to Ridley Scott, Alfred Hitchcock, Martin Scorsese. This is from Open Culture. You know, they post a bunch of interesting stuff. This one's, it's that, how storyboard. I might look at that. I'll send it to a friend. Here's one that I saved. Sodium citrate will turn a block of cheese into the creamiest nacho sauce ever. Get some. It's pretty much that. It's how to sodium citrate. I'm going to buy some of that eventually, see if I can make some nice nacho cheese. This one from Cycling74, Mac Software Tools for Media. I was like, what is this? I think I know what this one was. This one was how you would, like, do a bunch of stuff for a giant live show. Maybe. Make sound with a gesture. Yes, I know how XY pads work. Take Max to the world. Press extend. Try Max for 30 days. Yeah, I remember. This thing is very complex and crazy expensive. During your free time, Max is completely unlocked. That means you can open it at saving restriction. Just download Max and get an account to start. Let's have a look. How much is... Yeah, it was this Max for Live. This was like... If you were doing a big live show that people would actually see, purchase Max for Live from our friends at Ableton. Over 3 devices at maxforlive.com. See, I think they're deliberately hiding the price because it is a bomb. This one here, Max for Live from Ableton.com. Yeah. Create and customize. I know, it works very well. It's very good. How much is it? It doesn't say. I just remember I did find the price. And you would do a backflip if you found out. Do we have a timer anyway? It's measuring things in bars. I'm sorry, that's... I'm still figuring out this program a bit more. What good does that do me? I get what bar it's at, but... I feel like I've done enough. This is just to let everybody know, the literally zero people who listen to this know that I haven't forgotten about the podcast. So, look, we'll leave it there. I've gone through a bunch of stuff. We'll see what the news brings us in the coming week and go from there. All right. Keep an ear out for new music because... I promise I will get around to that eventually.